everyone. It is 6:30 on July the 17th, 2018, and I call this meeting of the Petersburg City Council to order. And we will start off with a word of prayer.
Heavenly Father, we come before you, Father God, giving you praise and glory for this day. And thank you, Father, for allowing us to be here as the council for this town of Petersburg one more time, Father God. We just ask that you clear our minds and that you allow us to make the decisions that benefit us all as a whole in this town of Petersburg. We ask, Father, that you be with each and every family throughout this town, Father. For all our young people, Father God, we just ask that you be with them. Clear their minds and keep them from all wrongdoings, Father. We just ask once again for rain. We need it, Father God. We've had a little bit, but we just need that rain, Father. Once again, we just ask that you glorify us, that you allow us, Father, just to keep a clear mind. And we ask all of this in your precious name. Amen.
Amen.
You know, join me in the Pledge of Allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We'll move on to item 2 on the agenda, and this is the public comments part of it. And as always, if anybody has any comments, we just remind you that we limit those to about 3 minutes. Okay. Seeing as no one has any comments to make, I will close the comment section and move on to number 3 on the agenda, and that is our police department report presented by Chief Thurman.
All right, thank you, Mayor. We had 37 calls in service for the month of June. We also had 14 warnings, 7 citations.
Did he find a house?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He's bought one.
Oh, he bought one?
Yes, sir.
Oh, good.
Yes, sir.
Is the one burglary still around the same area, or is that as the others had been, or is this something?
I believe so.
Is it the same items taken? Like, are they, or was this something different? Statement. Okay. Morning? Evening?
I think it was just
evening. Mm-hmm. Is there a specific reason why he's only parked on Main Street all the time? Does he patrol a little bit more often on weekends?
Yes, sir.
I see him a lot on Main Street Park, you know, quite a bit, so yes, I didn't know if he was making rounds or not.
Yes, sir. I'll make sure he does more rounds and stuff.
I notice most of the citations are on Main Street, so.
Yes, sir.
You see a little more presence around the other, like, you know, the neighborhoods and stuff.
Yes, sir.
So we are now fully covered?
Yes, sir.
7 days.
Yes, ma'am.
The shots fired, is that for the 4th of July?
No, so they couldn't. My officer couldn't find the area where the shot fired.
Oh,
was coming from. One thing we can really do is go around the area.
Was it on the west side of the town?
Yes, ma'am.
We heard that, or my mom heard that.
Did she?
Yeah, she heard it. She said it didn't sound like where I works at all.
No.
Yeah.
It was on
Friday ahead of the 4th.
Yeah.
It was pop, 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 pop. And it wasn't fireworks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it called in, or did y'all just hear him? Or?
It was called in.
It was called in?
Yes.
Do we have any other questions for Chief Thurman regarding his report? If there are not any more questions, then we will move on to Report B, and that is our fire department. And I think this yes, death and time. Chief?
As for June, it's pretty quiet. No reports on my desk. So no reports is a good sign. Pretty much all our equipment is up and running. Status of the truck, I've sent in a letterhead of commitment to Daco Fire and Rosenbauer. That truck is, specs have been sent to Rosenbauer for production, so it's now in line for production as of, I believe, this coming Wednesday. Next Wednesday, it should be in production line. Well, in line for production, and then those 215 days is what expected.
That's how long it takes.
Yeah, that's from start to finish. It's about 215 days.
Where's this done at?
Man, there's...
Is that out of state?
Yeah, it's out of state.
A lot of state.
North Dakota? They've got different plants at different places.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's just the main stuff, and then the rest of the stuff's going to be done here in town?
No, everything should be done.
It'll all be complete.
Plant. Yeah, it's...
I mean, loaded up and everything.
Yeah, with everything that we've... of course, it's...
what you need, I mean, I guess that's what
for the truck wise, yeah. Yes, it'll be the truck, the pump, and lights, and siren, all that good stuff. So it'll have, but now then it comes down to the tools and stuff, that's
something different.
The other stuff that we're working on, that they're giving us prices and stuff. So.
How'd your fundraiser go?
It went great. It was over, right, a little over $7,000, is that correct? It was raised?
Yeah.
That night. It's good. So.
Know your total cost on the truck yet?
It's 222,000.
So you ran it to the maximum of what you could run it
right.
To with.
Yeah, we got everything we did. We could squeeze out of the Forest Service 100%. Well, they're 90% of it. We squeezed everything we can out of that.
So anything we have backed off has already been done. Because you had said we would back off whatever we didn't.
No, we're still working on that.
That part,
yeah.
Still.
What I did was, the price of the truck is $220,000. So what they did is, then I made a list of stuff that we need. So they're, and then whatever we have, whatever we raised. So if we're at $28,000 or whatever, I'll tell Deco, I've got this amount
much
of money.
More.
Where do we sit? So we started taking... off that list, okay, can we afford the 5-inch diameter, 1,000 feet of 5-inch hose? If not, that's roughly $7,000 itself,
okay.
Or so, to say. Then we say, okay, we don't need that, but we do need the fan installed. So the hoses, nozzles, a lot of the smaller stuff.
Okay.
It wasn't a machine.
I'd like to clarify, after the last meeting, I did visit with the Forest Service and got confirmation over the phone, yes, it's 90% up to $200,000. So they have $28,000 beyond that, and 90% of $228,000 is $200,000. We get the $200,000 and they make up the difference with the numbers.
Yes.
It's,
pretty blessed, I think, We've kind of shot for some of y'all that have been on the council since 06, Porter's probably the only one. On the council back then, Randy was here. I don't know. Darren was here. We've shot for a truck like this for years and years. Well, since 06. So, a little bit of wishing, hoping, and praying. We're at that point now. So. And I'll confirm this more in writing and with Paige. I'll try to get her to come up here with me when she's not busy. But one thing she did tell us, she clarified a bunch of things for me when she'd come out that other coordinators couldn't ever clarify. We, when all this started, it all started, we were competing with the state of Texas. So as things were going on, you know, you get into the panhandle, you know, that's always panhandle along the cap, you know, they had the big major fires. So when their equipment went down, it's kind of like, you know, stop the bleeding and shut everything to those departments. You know, hurricanes hit, you know, they're along the coast. They, you know, they squeeze all that funding toward the coast. Now, it's set up to where we're in our own district. So from pretty much, you cut a line from Abilene north to south, west is what she takes care of in us. That's who we're competing with. So now we're competing with everything west, which, you know, we're a lot more spread out, so it's not as
competitive
as competitive as it was in the past. She did tell me, and like I said, I'll have her come in here and explain all this to y'all in a lot better English than I can. But around, pretty much what she said was, as soon as we deliver this truck, submit another grant for another truck, and start raising money, because within 10 years or less, a minimum of five, we should hit another grant for a new truck, same 90-10 split.
That's good.
And that goes for all kinds of equipment, too. PPE, emergency equipment, you know, which is the jaws, you know.
You don't have to limit it to your truck. You can use it.
Well, there's so many different grants,
yeah.
That are tied into this 2604. And so we can just, you know, as time goes on, we can replace gear, we can replace equipment. Trucks, small brush trucks, large brush trucks, the tender just like this. And so pretty much she said the way it's set up now, that the way things are running, that they're handing them out every 6 to 10 years. As long as you keep your applications in, you're more likely going to hit a grant every 6 to 10 years. So that's something, you know, maybe we could look forward to in the future, you know. Said, you know, unofficially, you know, something to think about for the future. You know, start, you know, maybe put some money aside, or, you know, we can work on more fundraisers and stuff in the next 10 years to come. That way, you know, we're not rushing, you know, to do, like, you know, like we're doing now. You know, we, like I said, we're blessed to have it done, but, you know, in the future, we turn around and say, we got the grant for 90-10 split for up to $200,000. Well, we've got $40,000 in the bank. Hey, let's order that truck. Let's go now. And I have to sit back. But, you know, I'll try to schedule a time for Paige to come out when she's not busy. Usually closer toward the fall, she's her time's a little more lax. But I'll see when she can come out, visit with y'all, and have her work something up for y'all and present it to y'all.
Thank you for that. Do we have any more questions?
No more volunteers?
Oh, yes, we did. Shane Wilson's wife. She did.
Oh, good.
Okay. This past week.
So that may bring you up to
that. So that puts us at 16?
16.
Yeah.
That's good.
We're still looking, so if you know anybody, one thing I am going to do, I'm going to talk to Mr. Howard, see if I can hit up some of the juniors and seniors.
Okay.
See if maybe they can. You know, we've got Brendan, my son, you know, mm-hmm. He's volunteering now. Of course, he's going to a senior year, but, you know.
Is there an age limit or requirement? Or
usually, we've done in the past, like, you know, when we started, you know, with Steven and Martin Oriano and Orlando and all them young guys, they were 16 when we started them guys. And of course, we ran it more of an explorer type deal. We brought them in to train with us, and, you know, they did a lot of the stuff we did, the evolutions. But, you know, if they did go on calls, pretty much what they did is they rode shotgun in a truck and just observed. Then once they turn 18, then, you know, now they're, you know, they're adults, they're on their own, make their own decisions, and now we can actually put them on the fire line.
Thank you for that report. If there are no more questions, then we will move on to Report C, and that is our EMS. And
I put it in the packet.
And I think everyone should have a copy of that report for June.
I just got it today, so it wasn't in the email. It's in the packet.
And they had a call just not long ago.
A little bit ago.
When I was coming in town, I saw
them.
library report. I don't guess there's anything to report this month. Moving on to the e-report, and that is the public works, and Randy will bring that to us.
I apologize for just now getting these to y'all.
Two more? Or one more?
It's pretty much normal stuff from month to month.
How's the collection station looking now?
A lot better.
I even had someone comment that said they could tell a difference.
It really is looking good.
Good. Spraying for mosquitoes, what is our boundary from that street that I live on? I know it's still went all that way out in the country.
We have some, couple of houses. I think the Hildress and the...
No, they went past that.
Larry Vega.
They went past that.
Pays, pays for mosquito spraying.
Yeah. Past
as does John Giacanti.
Yeah, they went past his house, and they were spraying out there.
They may have went around.
I was sitting on my porch when I was watching them, but I didn't know what this, how far they went. But I was just wondering how far they went.
Were they spraying, or did they
They were spraying.
They probably hit the corner curve and then come back north up to H. Yeah.
No, they went all the way around. Around
I don't know
Vegas,
where that road comes up.
Past his house. I mean, they went over that road that goes to Miss Hall.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they didn't keep going straight to where?
No, they just stopped there, but they were still spraying that there's nothing out there past his house. So I was just wondering if there was a boundary or... Mm-hmm. And is it two-person deal?
Normally, yes.
And the reason is? I mean, I noticed...
One for streets and one for alleys.
Oh, okay. I mean, what I'm saying is two persons in a truck?
Well, David was training
okay.
that one time.
Okay.
So that's the first time he'd ever been doing that.
Okay.
And so I had David in with Easton.
Okay. This one.
That way he could kind of lead around.
Okay.
Kind of the short, the easy way. I mean, just kind of get timing right on everything that happens.
Right.
That's two things of that. I haven't hardly had any at my house. We did have David spray again Friday night. Streets only, wasn't able to get to the alleys that night, but we're not getting hardly any complaints, so I don't know how it's
been. Been that bad. I don't think it has.
I don't think it's been that bad. I've been out in the evenings and not a few.
The flies right now.
Yeah. I do have a question about this street that goes from the post office, let me get my bearing here, to Avenue H.
East First.
Yeah, you could kill yourself on those potholes.
I'm trying to get to them.
Okay.
Things going on right now.
What about our road signs? Where do we come anywhere on that?
I'm not at liberty to disclose, but the company is being approached about providing 40 new stop signs, 40 new yield signs, plus the brackets at no charge to us. So hopefully we will see those before much longer.
If that were to happen, do we have the manpower to get those up?
Uh-huh. Usually it's a replacement on an existing post. Now, the only other issue is some of these posts were cemented, but then they rusted and they turned in the wind, so we got to pull those out, re-pour the post, and hang the new sign. Others, it's a matter of replacing the sign, or in some cases, putting a sign up that's missing.
Yes.
Especially, I think the ones we need to really concentrate right now is before the school year starts. It's around the school.
We've gotten all of them.
All those
one, I've got a note on my desk that one sign come up missing. It was still on the post and all, and it came up missing. I had to go to Lubbock one day, and ordered it, and they sent me a note saying it was ready.
Okay.
And that's the one of the kids walking
the
along.
School advance.
School advance sign.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody has it in their patio or somewhere.
Hmm.
Is there a deadline from, I mean, is it going to be as, how long is it going to take to put those signs up?
That's kind of what I'm wondering.
I don't know how long to put them up. I would say hopefully we're within 30 days getting the answer whether we got the free signs.
And I would say, what would you say, Randy, to install them?
If we have to take and unbolt or cut the old one off that maybe faded or whatever, looking at probably a couple of minutes, and then to put the new one on, less than 5. Because the new brackets they have now are just so much easier. You just bolt it to the bracket and then put the bracket around the sign and put another piece on it and then bolt those two pieces together. And it's done.
So you're saying that it could take up to 30 days to replace and put
no,
it?
Just to find out.
We find out, we get freebies.
Okay.
But the time limit, once you get those signs, how long will you think you're looking at? A couple months?
If we had nothing else interfering, yeah, we could probably have them up within about a week.
Okay. Do we have any signs of stop signs and stuff missing? I've rode around town and they're all up. I mean, I don't know what all the big deal is.
We have some missing.
Some missing. Faded. Well, they're all up. Is there a problem with the ones that are up?
Some are faded. I mean,
they're faded, but did you not go to school to learn what the octagon sign's for?
Doesn't matter. Still got to follow. You got
it. It still says stop.
You should.
But it still says stop.
We might have some 10-foot tall.
I'm just asking. I mean, is this? We hear this in every meeting. I'm just going, is this a big deal?
Because it's been going on for too long. So you've been hearing about it.
I mean, because I've only been on here a year, and that's the only reason I'm saying this. Because every time we come, it's about the meeting. I'm just saying, did not everybody go to driving class? You know what the sign says?
No, everyone does not go to driving class anymore.
But they better.
They don't have to.
Well, I'm just saying.
It's a safety issue.
I'm not saying it's a safety issue, but it is a safety issue. But if you can read the sign.
But do they obey the law? No.
Even if they had a new one up there, would they obey the law?
No.
See, so what's the difference?
Still, at least you can see it.
If you come up to a sign that's faded or that, you know, say a kid goes through it.
Yeah.
And mom says, well, hey, it didn't say it was a stop sign.
Well, okay, then if I can understand that. But, I mean, it's just like every time we put in, you know, I'm just asking. I'm just asking because I don't understand, because I rode around and thought, maybe I'm just missing something around here. I don't know. But I rode around and looked, and they're crooked. I admit that. But, you know, they're up there. And most of them, obviously, I could read.
But if you're going to compare it to that, then we would say, okay, our streets, you have a street. Why are we complaining that there's potholes?
Okay,
there's a street. Go around it. There's a pothole. I mean, if we're going to go in that direction, then there's a lot of things you can just go out there and say, well, hey, we all know there's a pothole. Go around it. What's the problem?
I guess we could ride around on dirt roads.
So.
Used to be.
We did for a long time.
Randy, on the plaza, is Jesse not doing the plaza anymore?
No,
I noticed that it's really bad. Okay. It just looked really rough.
We normally mow it about once a week now. Because we fertilized it earlier, we sprayed the weeds earlier, and we tried to get to it. We're trying to get to it about once a week.
And there's two things about that. One is we killed a bunch of areas because we had what's called Dallas grass.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way to do it was Roundup, get rid of it. Mm-hmm. It's been building up over the years. So we did that this spring. So that's what some of the toughness looks like. Then the other thing is we don't have what's called the lawn sweep to pull behind or come the next day when the grass is brown, the cuttings, and just sweep it up. But next time I'm at Home Depot, I'll look for normally about $200 or $300. But we just don't have it.
When did we stop his services? I mean, I guess I missed it.
Well, we didn't stop. Beautification committee shut down, and Justine Turner came to me and said, we can't do the park anymore. So all
that's right. I remember that. Okay.
Park.
Yeah. Thanks.
And I'm going to say 4 months ago.
Yeah. That
normal.
Or rings
a bell. I thought it was a little more.
Yeah.
Do we have any more questions for Randy regarding the public works?
Do you have an inventory on all our tools and stuff that we have in stock? Is there any kind of inventory sheet that you have?
We've kind of made some, yes. And I've got them in the shop on parts and supplies and stuff like that.
I'd like to see one for the next council meeting. If you could get us one. I'm just curious to see what we have. There's another question. All your paperwork is up to date? For TCEQ, just in case they, you know, inspected. That's all I got.
Any other questions? If there are not any more questions, then thank you, Randy, for that report. We will move on to Report F, and that's our city manager report brought to us by Ron.
Okay, in the month of June for water sales, we were up $4,684 over a year ago, and that puts us ahead $5,600 year to date. Randy and them are in the process of reading right now, and it appears to be real consistent to that amount again for the upcoming month, which if it is, will put us ahead of what the month was last year in July. But I've noticed it's starting to really get dry again out there, even with the rain we got, so I expect it to stay up. On sales tax report, we had another continuing increase this time, not as much as last month, $352 more than a year ago, and brings us $2,500 plus year to date. And I would expect with windmill crews coming in and some of those people hitting all sips and that, we'll continue to see some increase. I don't know whether it impacts the drugstore or not, but.
It'll impact everything.
On ad valorem taxes, we've collected 94.34%, which is just almost neck and neck with last year and a little ahead of 2 years ago. So those are right in line.
So you're still collecting taxes. Somebody still comes in and pays your taxes.
Well, they don't pay us. They pay the county.
But somebody still pays the county for taxes.
Absolutely.
On your water billing,
yes.
The $2 rates that we did everything, the $2 in water and sewer, what's that look like right now?
What's that what?
The water rates, I mean, the money we're collecting for the $2 fees.
Well, if you remember, at the start of the year, we redid the wells. So the cost of redoing that well exceeded what you'll collect this year on the $2. Starting into the next fiscal year, we hope to be able to build a reserve if we don't have to completely pull another. Does that answer your question? It brings in about $21,000 a year.
So we've depleted all of that? Or?
Yeah, you spent in excess of that when we had to pull that well. We had to put all new shaft in, new turbine in, back early October.
It was back in the fall,
right as we just started into the fiscal year. But that's the reason we started collecting it, was for capital improvements like that to the water waste.
But is that the only account we have, or we have another one for water and sewer?
We don't have another capital account, per se.
Okay. I thought we had another one, but okay.
We have for standard, just normal day-to-day expenses, supplies and that. But this is for the capital expenditures, meaning long-term. Okay, wells, pumps. That kind of thing.
Okay. That's all right.
Okay. Do we have any other questions? If there are not any more questions, then thank you all for those reports. We will go on to item 4 of the agenda, and that is the consent agenda. And then, of course, I will let you look through those minutes, and this is what we discussed last time. So,
move we approve consent agenda.
Motion has been made by Councilman Porter to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
It has been seconded by Councilman Gonzalez. All those in favor? 5-0. Motion carries. Minutes adopted. And in the interest of time, I am going to move the agenda item 6 to the top, and we'll have the presentation, item 6, discussion action concerning city's health insurance for employees with a presentation by Darren Green, sponsored by the city manager.
Couple introductory remarks. When I got asked last meeting a lot of the insurance questions, I wanted to have Darren come in because he was here when the city switched, which was one of the questions from TML over to First Care. He knows the history of it. It was before I got here, and I thought he could also address any other questions you had, whether it was the self-insured question or whatever. So.
And really, I don't have a presentation to make because I don't know exactly what all the concerns are with the group or anything. I thought we could just have a very open discussion and see exactly which, you know, what direction we needed to go, what y'all think.
I'll lead a little bit. First question. One of the questions asked me was, why did the city of Petersburg end up at First Care and away from TML, and when did that happen?
We're probably talking 9 or 10 years ago. Marie Parr was still city manager. We were on TML at the time. We were on just basically a higher deductible, major medical only policy. It didn't have any copays for doctor's office visits, no copays for prescriptions. It was just a, here's your deductible. If you meet it, you get to use your insurance. If you don't, it's pretty well worthless. And we had, at that time, we had several employees that were having a lot of risk factors and were unhealthy. You know, if we go back, and I don't want to break HIPAA and, you know, disclose a lot, but, guys needed help. And so we looked around. This is the time when the Lubbock Chamber of Commerce plan first came out, where they were grouping all the small employers together. And we were able to move from, say, I wanted to say a $3,500 basic deductible policy to a $1,000 deductible policy that included office visits, office visit copays, prescription drug copays, and we were to do that for less money than we were paying TML. So at the time, it was absolutely a no-brainer. We've got better coverage, lower price, employees are happy. Let's go and do this. And that's where we actually just remained in that, in that Lubbock Chamber of Commerce group with First Care since then.
Another question that usually comes up, I know when I was involved with TML in the position I was in before I came here, if you had high-risk employees, age, diabetes, whatever, they rated you locally and jacked your premium up based on those factors plus how many claims you had had. Whereas compared to First Care, we're in a larger group, and that doesn't happen that way, correct?
Yes and no. In those days that you were first referring to, that was pre-Obamacare days. And each, you were rated on your individual experience and projected usage of the product. Obamacare changed that in the small group setting nationwide. we're under a community, what they call a community rate. It's basically, you're this old, you use tobacco or you don't use tobacco, it's this price or this price. And that price, of course, from 22 to 23 to 24 to 65 continues to increase every year. I mean, it, you know, every year you get older, it goes up. Plus the base rate that the company charges goes up based on their performance, whether they're making money or losing money. So that's where we see, you know, the difference. The when we get into other forms of insurance, namely the large group market, which is 100 or more employees, or the self-insured market, you're no longer bound to Obamacare and to Obamacare's regulations. You will go back to individual underwriting, not having to perform, you know, provide all of the essential health benefits that Obamacare requires. And that can either tip the scale one way or the other, just depending on your demographics.
And so in First Care, there's how many in the 11 chamber program?
The last I saw, about 7,000 members, individual members, probably close to 600 companies. It's going to be my, you know, the last figures that I saw is going to be close.
And so that's all. Go ahead. That's all one performance. That's judged as one performance.
That's judged as one block of business.
One block of business. So,
and within that block of business, one of the things, you know, when you get into, you know, everybody's trying to squeeze, you know, whether it's the providers on reimbursements, the government, everybody looks at healthcare as a way, you know, where can I squeeze, where can I get this and get that. And so what's happened, and many, you know, I don't know if any of y'all have seen it or not, but networks have slimmed and slimmed and slimmed down. Used to we had, I had two networks to deal with, First Care's HMO, First Care's PPO. Now within each one, there's about four different subsets depending on what you're in. You know, if you're going an individual policy right now, they have you in what they call the value network. And that's from, you know, so the whole network's this wide of providers. The value network is narrowed down to about this many that they have contracted the absolute lowest return what they're going to pay. And what it's done is it's eliminated a lot of choice out there as well. One of the big benefits with the chamber plan, and it's only with the level chamber plan with First Care, is it is still the entire full network. If we were to go and do Petersburg, City of Petersburg, just on itself and bypass the chamber, we would go into a smaller network. Then, of course, if we were to go just individuals, it narrows down again. So they've done their best to really try to keep that block of business propped up.
And so can you say that we would be beneficial to stay in a bigger plan than we are to go to that individual thing as far as price goes?
Oh, the individual thing would kill you.
That's what I'm saying. You're saying you're much better off money-wise. Yes. Money-wise.
Much better
off. Even if you were healthy. Even if your group's healthy.
Well, I mean, you know, healthy or not, I mean, you know, if you go into the individual market, it's you're going to be astonished at that price. Astonished.
The point is, that's why we get charged $628 this year, $02 per employee across the board. Doesn't matter if you're 90, doesn't matter if you're 20.
It's the same.
And that rate doesn't matter how many employees you have covered.
No. That's the same. You know, whether y'all just had, it takes a minimum of two to have a group. Up to whatever, as long as we have to cover, the law says in group insurance, we have to cover at least 75% of eligible employees that don't have other coverage. So, you know, if I came to work and I said, you know what, I've got my own coverage, I really don't need the city's, I would be a waiver and I wouldn't count against into that 70, against the, I would still be in that 75%. It wouldn't count against me. But if I, you know, but if I came to work, and where the city is, are y'all still paying 100% of employee only? Okay. Where it's like that, there's really no question about that when if you're coming into work. Right. If you're, as an employer, if you were cost sharing, it'd say, I'm going to pay 75%, you have to pay 25%. Now it's starting to affect your, you know, what your dollar
right.
volume is taking home. You may say, look, you know, I don't think I want to do this. Well, then you would go, you know, you would go into that 25% against mm-hmm. Category.
Do we have any other questions regarding the insurance?
You getting any indication what the potential increase is this year?
Not yet. Not yet. We will have our annual meetings rollouts mid-September, early September to mid-September. You know, where it's actually going to fall. They've tried to do their best. I mean, they want to keep this chamber business alive and kicking. And every time we hit, you know, anytime rates go up, you have attrition in some shape, form, or fashion. But they really, you know, I would say from a budgetary standpoint, I would just throw out 20% from a budgetary standpoint. If it comes in lower, that's great.
Last year our increase was 13, and I think I got 13 in again this year.
But you know, for many years, First Care was kept it into single digit increases, which was phenomenal to be able to do that. But where it comes, I mean, it really just depends on exactly what their exposure this year is, and looking at whether they're going to make money.
Group. Does it depend on the bigger group too, the people you got?
Sure.
It's going to make a big difference in what the increase is too, the bigger people, more people you got in it.
Right. Well, that, I mean, they're going to look at the, like I said, the all 7,000
yeah.
members, you know, individuals that are in this through, you know, 500 or 600 companies. I mean, they're going to look at that and say, how much money did we make or how much money did we lose?
Mm-hmm.
If, you know, and they've got their overhead, and you know, and they've got their targets that they need to, you know, hit to stay solid.
Do they look at the overall age, you know, average age of say the 7,000, and then kind of go from there and base their rates?
No, because I mean our rates still have to conform into the community rating on Obamacare, so. You know, the average age really is not going to. I mean, you can use it as a means test, but what they're going to look at is their bottom dollars. They're going to say, okay, we had, you know, $700 million worth of claims. We had $650 million worth of premiums. We need to make up $50 million. And plus, you know,
overhead
and operating expenses. It's, you know, that's where they're really going to be. The other thing that that I'll just put out there is right here locally. I mean, we don't have our if we get to 10 or more insured employees, I think it'd be a time to look at, you know, we would pass that threshold to look at a self-insured policy and just do some exploring. There is one company out there that will allow a self-insured quote under 10, but they're usually higher than what fully insured is. So I don't really see any point in that.
Which one is that one, Darren?
Trustmark. Mm-hmm. Trustmark will do down to 8, I think. Most of them want to see a minimum of 10 before they'll consider self-insured. there's a lot, you know, what you're basically going to do when you're self-insured, what, from my experience in looking at it, is a front, you front load your premiums to build your claims reserve.
Right.
So for that first year or two, you're really not saving any money. Hopefully you're banking some, if you have a good claims ratio. And then there's little caveats in there too. If you have to renew with the same company, or, you know, you may lose 2/3 of what you put back. There's a lot of hidden things that just really have to go into with their eyes open. TML, I don't know where TML sits today. TML does not have independent agents. They don't use any of them. They use company office people. So I can't even quote. They don't want to pay salesmen anything. So it might not, it might not hurt to see, do an apples to apples comparison, call them up, see what they could do. I don't know.
My understanding, two things. We got Gilbert had asked for rates around the area, and we got some all the way from Abernathy at $950 an employee down to $5-something for Hill Center. But from my experience in dealing with TML, we would have two or three large insurers come in and do a bid on us as a county. But you got to be real careful in comparing apple and apple coverages. Want to come in and give you a particular quote, but the coverage isn't the same. So it's very hard to look around us without having their exact policy. You have a guy like Darren sit down and run through all of them to give you that kind of a comparison. Our experience, the county I was in, wasn't that great with TML. But TML's attempt is to allow cities to get in the game and counties to get in the game and save money. But when I look at the rates around us, there's three or four towns higher
than we are. And are they using TML? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I had Caleb make the phone calls on that. So I didn't say anything that attracted me right out of the chute, but I yield to the insurance guy.
Right, but then going back to what you just said, unless we have something to compare with, right. I mean, we're not going to know.
Right. No. Well, that's exactly right. And the biggest thing is being able to compare, an apple with an apple. Because we could lower, first care within the chamber plan, we've got 6-7 different deductible policies.
Right.
And, we're on what we call our A policy. The best coverage that we offer. That could go to, a B, a C, a D, an E, and F. Each one of those downgrades puts more financial liability on the employee and takes a little bit of premium burden off the employer. But those are all, the renewal, the current first care renewal renews first of the year. And before then, when we get our renewals, I should get my renewal packets in mid-September, hopefully right before budget, before y'all pass it. We could look and say, is it time to make a change? Or do we need to, can we keep doing what we're doing, or do we need to do something different?
Well, that kind of gives me, gives us an idea of how to work our budget. We're going to be able to afford it, or we don't know. We can't see the future. Mm-hmm. We can't see that far ahead.
And a lot of employers do what you just did. What you just said is, you're at A, but hey, as business goes and you're not able to afford to give that top line coverage, then you just have to kind of, and that's where the budget plays in.
Plays its role right there. But if you can give us something, by the end.
What happens, Gilbert, is we end up adopting the budget before we ever know his answer. And that's happened each year. And so we take a stab at it. And put a plug amount in and see where we're at. Ever since I've been here, we haven't missed yet engaging enough in the budget for what First Care's increase has been.
And we varied between 7.8% and 13 has been the annualized increase. So what I gave you before, I showed you the 628.03 with the 13%, assuming that's where it is, it'd be 700, like 2 cents per employee.
And we have how many employees?
Nine, but David's not on, eight. So let me think here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
No, Ren's not on the insurance, is he?
No. No, no, he's not.
Two in the PD, three in, two in public works, and three in, two in office.
Thank you, Darone.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You still get a round of golf?
Thank you for that information.
Thank you, Mayor.
All right. Moving on, we'll go ahead and move on to the, go back to item 5 on the agenda, and this is discussion action concerning allowing PISD free use of the community center sponsored by Councilwoman Maroquin.
I was approached a few months ago with the sports banquet. I think it was the last thing that the school had, and they were not able, I think what had happened was the fund, they didn't have the funding or whatnot, and then, or booster club, and then I think that weekend was taken at the community center for them to rent, but either way, they ended up having to have their banquet in the cafeteria. And to me, that's a special, you know, banquet. They all dress up really nice. And, you know, and to me, to just go have it in the cafeteria was just a little bit kind of degrading, I guess, in a sense. I mean, I know hopefully if we get a new school and, you know, things are going to be better and they're going to have better facilities. But in the meantime, I wanted to just present and see what y'all thought about maybe allowing the school for school functions, you know, sports banquet or a prom or whatnot. I know for prom they went somewhere else, but just certain, you know, school functions where they would be allowed to use it for free of cost.
Here's what my thought on that is, and this is just an opinion. I know that when we first came up with the, you know, the pay scale or whatever, the fees, the rental fees for the community center, we based it on the fact that, of course, it was brand new. We had new floors, new cabinets, everything mm-hmm. was new, and we wanted to protect them. Mm-hmm. And so we thought, okay, we'll rent it at this amount, but ask for a deposit of this amount. Mm-hmm. The deposit goes back to them if once it's been inspected, it's good. You know, we give it back to them. We keep the rental fee. In it going to what Rosa is saying, I would still feel like we still need to protect our community center. You know, I know, you know, most of us will take care of it. Most of us would, but kids are going to be kids. We could have, you know, people scratch up the floor. We could have an accident where they push somebody and they go through the door and break that glass door. We need to have a way to be able to recover that. And I still think that if we could go ahead and let them do the deposit fee. And then if it's all good afterwards and everything's back the way it's supposed to be, there's no damage done or thing, you just give them back that the deposit
and not charge them the
rental fee.
You know, going on that, Susie, I attended and I'm not going to say how far back or who it was, and it was adults, and I was shocked. I mean, you know, going back to what you were just saying with protecting the floors and the counters, and I mean, adults can do just as much damage and maybe even more. There was stuff hanging on the walls. I thought we couldn't hang anything on the walls. There was stuff hanging on the walls.
Or ceiling.
Yeah, and so, you know, I think it can happen either way. The deposit, yes. I mean, I don't know, have we, and I'll just ask this. Have we held anybody's deposit in the last 3 months? In the last 3 months we have? Okay. In May.
And I would say this.
Okay, this was after May. So
and we have heard about these events and seen the string or the tape, so we now have cameras in. And we spot any more, those people will be working.
But even on the walls. Mm-hmm. Well, then this was just recent, guys, and I can tell you all that there was stuff hanging. So
if we didn't, when we walk in to do an inspection, if I don't see paint missing off the wall, and they've used, let's say, masking tape and put something up, I wouldn't know it unless we sit and reviewed the tape watching every point during it, which we don't do. We have the tape there. If there's damage, we're going to know who did it.
That's all we're looking for is damage.
Right.
But when you talk about the events, do they use the kitchen or they cater when they do that, those activities?
They cater.
They cater a lot?
Not the one I attended.
Well, for the athletic banquet, they
do. Oh, they cater. Yeah, they cater.
They don't need any kitchen or anything like that.
They cater.
They do cater.
How much, refresh my memory on the fee?
Fee?
The fee?
The deposit. The rental fee is $100.
But the deposit?
$150.
If you're not using alcohol.
Do we require the people that put their deposit up and rent the building, do we require them to have a security guard there?
No.
Do we need to do that? I mean,
the city actually used
you
to
open
do
it
that
up and then close it, don't you? Or
if
the
you
PD does take
but I'm talking about
on the premises.
On the premises with it.
Well, they've got chaperones, too.
There's a lot.
Oh, they have their
there's
own.
There's trash all around. There's beer bottles that have been broken around there. That's why I'm asking. I mean, you know, I think, you know, if we're going to go that far with it to protect it, why don't we make them furnish a security guard they can't rent it?
I mean, was that not brought up, I think, at the very beginning?
See, I don't
when
know.
I think our thing was that, as a council, we were saying, okay, well, we want people to be able to rent it and not go elsewhere. And if we're going to put that many stipulations on it, they're going to probably go like, okay,
with that.
Well, that's
I disagree
just,
with that.
Well, one of the things that came up at the beginning that was interesting was we have a different fee if it's a dance.
Okay.
So then Carol Leon, I think at that time, brought up, well, but you might call it dance and somebody else might not. So...
Yeah,
we still do have that in place, but what we also have that happens, we have a rate for people out of town whose tax money didn't go to build this, and what the rate is if you're an in town. Because all that happens is the out of town person gets the in town person to rent it.
To rent it.
And so we don't get really a differential that way. That was part of the discussion back then, but it just doesn't work that way because I can't argue if there's a dance and there's 100 people, but one of the people that's attending the dance is from in town, how can I say it's not theirs? Now, it was interesting because we had a complaint on a dance row, and the people that called me said, well, we rented blah, 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 and here's what was wrong. Funny, they weren't on the agreement because they had tricked somebody into town to rent it. Now, I didn't do a hissy about it, but that's just what happens. People will con you that way. The main concern, I think, this kind of goes back and forth with the school, so I'm going to diverge a little bit on one thing. Whether the taxpayer, for example, hands the money to the school to have the rental fee to hand the town, or whether we as a town don't collect it and the school gets it free, the taxpayer gets treated the same either way. It's only a difference between us and the school district and keeping track in between. I understand your point. If it was a booster club, and which is really not the school, but sponsored by the school, and they didn't have the funds, that might be a different story. What you might consider is if it is one of those types of groups, come up with a list, but not full blanket. Say the school can just use it at any time for any event they have, because you're going to get a whole bunch of usage, you're not going to get any money, and you're going to be paying the cleaner.
Well, I don't know that we're going to have that many events, though. Our schools, I mean, I'm talking about, well, and I can see what you're saying, the list, but how
many events do we possibly have?
Well,
I'll give you a perfect example. We were asked by the school, can we put some things up on the board, on the marquee, mm-hmm. and not be charged? We said yes. Well, we thought we were getting a few. Would you like to guess how many we get and how much time we spend? Put, they'll put anything they got, anybody's calendar they want up there. So am I a little suspicious about usage? Yes, I am, and that's all I'm saying is, or maybe you limit it. You got three options, school, three times a year you can use this. Take your pick if the space is available for when you go to make the reservation. And keep a lid on it so you don't get overwhelmed, because once that happens, we can't say no here.
I can promise you that if that was left open, there would be multiple events.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And if I'm not mistaken, I think forever and ever, for years, we have always paid rent on to use the facilities there, even a long time ago. And forever and ever, we've always had the banquet in the cafeteria.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys could go back. I mean, I've taught here for over 20 years,
and
it
Gilbert
was
and
always
I are probably
there.
Closer in age, and we went to school here. And 70, 76, 77, 78, all of our banquets were at the cafeteria. The junior-senior banquet was typically held at the community center,
yes.
but you did pay rent.
Yeah. But I've been here a long time, and my kids went to school here, and everything until maybe 10 years ago?
Oh gosh, even further than that. It has always been here.
And then they switched and started doing some things in Lubbock. Then we found out we had kids who didn't have access to be able to attend because of transportation. And that's why it came back here.
It was at the community center for years and years.
And the problem is, if you don't even collect the 100, we don't even make money at the 100. That'll get us covered on getting the place cleaned or utilities. But so far this year, we've collected $3,615 in revenue, and our expenses, $9,624. We're upside down, $5,400 the way it is.
Now, what's the expenses on repairs and stuff?
No. This is the cleaner and utilities. Any expense we got directly related to the community. So that's
bill,
no
light bill, electric bill.
That's no employees' time. That's just your street costs.
In the $3,600 that you're talking about,
revenue-wise,
mm-hmm. that means you've rented it out how many times this year?
Well, if you averaged 100, it'd be
36 times in 6 months, 7 months this year. You're talking January to July.
To June, six months.
36
excuse
times.
Excuse me.
That's
9 months. This is since October.
Nine months.
Okay,
that makes more sense.
Because
I was like, geez Louise, it's being rented out quite a bit.
Now,
okay.
We've seen an uptick in rentals since we
remodeled.
And we all hear that, gee, you know what it costs to go to the Palm Room? It's
okay.
$500, $700, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I know we are a bargain, but at the same point, the taxpayer did pay for the building. So if you want to operate at a deficit, that's what we're doing. Or you could raise your rates to where we get closer to a break even. But if you start giving away more free usage, your cost is going to increase, and you're going to just increase your spread of what.
Which you're already doing.
I could really go for doing it for free for the school if we limited the number and
times.
I could do that. I think that would be a wise choice for us to do.
Well, for example, why would you do that?
Well, just because the Boosters Club still is not an entity of the school district, so would they be eligible for that? Is that the list you were saying we could make?
That's what the decision council would have to decide.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No,
but those,
I mean, I look at this totally different, I guess, than anybody here. If I'm on the Booster Club, and I'm going to have a party for kids, for my athletic kids, and I want to have it at the community center, I want to pay the community center. I do not want it for free. I don't want you giving it to me. I want to give them $100 because I feel like that's somebody has put together a place for me to have something. And I feel like that I ought to pay for it. That's the way I feel as a community booster. If you put me to the booster club, that's the way I feel.
So all that money.
So I feel completely different about all this than everybody else.
We don't really.
I want to pay for it.
We don't really have that mentality.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
I mean, look. But I mean, think about what's been put together there at that community center. Think about the way that thing looks right now and how proud we all are.
That's right.
That costs money.
That's exactly right.
Lots of money that we're never going to get back.
And that's right.
Not at that rate.
And we're never going to get it back. But then, so why would I not want to be a part of helping keep that thing maintained and going as a citizen, as a booster club, as the superintendent, as whatever? I'd want to be a part of it.
I
want to say, hey, I want to pay my pro rata share. I'm fixing to use the thing, and I want to pay my share. That's the way I feel about it.
I got a question.
I don't want to give them anything. I'll be honest, if somebody wants to use it, I want them to pay for it. That's the way I feel. And that's anybody. I'm not going to eliminate the school or anybody else.
Just not approve, though, for who was it this last, not the meeting
chamber.
Before,
the chamber.
Why did we do that?
Yeah.
They should have paid for it. To me, guys, we are a community. If our school and us, I feel we need to be hand in hand, tied in tied. I think. I can see like anybody else, and even raising the fees for anybody else, because if we're down $6,000,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, let me explain something else about my philosophy here. The school district has a much broader reach on their tax base than we do, and with the windmills coming in,
yes.
They're going to receive a lot of revenue. We're going to receive nothing in this town. Exactly.
And what I was saying, though, you need to think. I mean, that's what I was saying. Maybe a couple of years. Once they build their new facilities, their cafeteria might even be better than the community center. We don't know. It might be something that'll suit them, that it'll be. But to me, I just felt like our kids deserved a little bit more for a senior or a sports banquet.
Well,
to go to the cafeteria.
Why couldn't the booster pay for $100?
But we're not stopping them, Rosa. We're not stopping those kids from going to there. You
right.
say they deserve more.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that. Mm-hmm. So pay $100.
But here's the thing, you guys. Booster Club has to meet certain rules that are established by the UIL. And that's going to hurt that particular kind of thing, because it's established in UIL that you can only spend X number of dollars per athlete. And so that would have to be taken into account too, because we could put the school in violation of some UIL rules if we don't follow exactly. And I don't remember what all those are now, but I know just as an example, booster clubs had gotten so out of control across the whole state of Texas that UIL installed these things you have to go by.
Yes.
And now you
the
cannot
no deaths on a Saturday.
Yes,
Saturday
that's
night,
it exactly. Saturday
out.
Night. Oh, yeah. They you cannot do anything for an athlete that you do not do for everyone else in school.
Right.
And when you guys were in school, we decorated everybody's lockers up. Cheerleaders made cookies and put them in the football players' lockers, and that's illegal now.
It's illegal.
Yes,
wow. Because if I gave out candy at school to football players, and I haven't been teaching in 4 years, but if I did that, I had to make the same amount of candy available for every other child that walks in that door.
Really?
In the high school area.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I was asking about the booster club. I mean, how do they raise their money? Fundraisers? They have funds, right? They have funds.
Membership.
Membership.
We pay a membership.
It's just kind
club.
Of... gone.
I think, you know, like if you have three events, they need to give us a heads up.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
with time.
I mean, you
sure.
got to set that up. You know, if you want that activity, just get a...
Okay. Just as quick math to let you know, if we were to operate even, not making anything just even, the rental fee would have needed to be $300 per time instead.
I think that might make it where we rented half as often.
You know, and I'm going to disagree.
You think so?
I've heard too many people talk about it, how good a bargain this is compared to what they got to pay other places to hold various events. Now, maybe compromise and do 200,
and make up some of the differential. But it is your decision whether you want to operate this asset at a loss each year on the books.
Versus
taxpayers are paying for it one way or the other, but that needs to be a conscious decision of council.
Yeah.
Now, we can take action on this today, or we can not take action. We can leave it forward.
One thing I'm going to say, make sure it was clear earlier. I would personally be against just opening it up for any school event. But if you thought there was a needy group,
right. Mm-hmm.
Or two, you said you can have it one time a year. You can have it one time a year.
They can decide.
That would be much more protective of not getting us a lot further in the hole. That's what I would say.
And allow them to make the choice.
Pick their activity.
Yeah, pick their
activity. That's what I was trying to articulate.
Well, how about if we were to say that, and or if it is a school function, instead of us, the city, paying for the clean crew, that be part of what they would have to do is clean.
Same thing happens. Well, I wouldn't have them go in and clean it. It's like our cleaner. We've got him down to the way he does the floor, our products, etc. I don't even want to go.
So what do we pay for that?
$80 every time it comes.
And you're getting a $100 rental fee, and you got your utilities.
Then we need to charge for cleaning. Even churches, if they allow weddings at the church for free, we still ask that they pay our people who come in to clean.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's fair. More than fair.
Well, our priest, we got a new priest. He's not paying nobody no more. We as families are taking care of all the cleaning at the church.
Ooh.
I got it for a whole month.
Oh, no.
I didn't even open my mouth in the meeting either. He just pointed his finger at me. But that's how we're going to operate now. He's pretty tight on his money. So
I'm going to make a suggestion so you have time to think about it. Maybe decide if you want to prepare a list or table it to the next meeting. See if you want to, or do you want to try and take action? I shouldn't be asking that. What's the mayor's choice? Excuse me. I'm done.
I mean, I guess we could table it and I can get a list. I mean, either way, I mean, I feel like we're still going to have to revisit the amount. I mean,
yeah.
If we're $6,000 in the hole and we're going to continue even operating, even if I back off and say, okay, just let's not do it, we're still in the hole. It's still not going to get
not
any better.
It's
not going to change.
It's not a profitable.
No, it's not.
We could rent it 100 more times and we're not any better.
No.
Exactly.
That's right.
Right. Exactly.
And
so.
That's just, and we thought, you know, at least, I mean, and when it was brought up, we knew that it was not going to be a money-making endeavor. But because it was a community center, it was, we felt like we needed to collect something. You know?
So how much is it if you're dancing?
There's not a different fee for against council or the dance
right.
Stuff. Yeah.
Still $100 if
yes.
You're going to have a dance.
Yes. They
and it doesn't matter whether they charge your people and make money, we're charging $100.
We're charging $100.
And they're charging in minutes?
I still say it's a bargain.
Well, I know that there's people that are...
They pay $5 to get in there.
That's right.
They pay what?
$5
so they've had dances where they pay $5 to get in.
So they're making the money off of our $100.
They're running a fundraiser.
And we're paying utilities.
And that's at the city rate because there's some citizen that's signed up for it.
Oh, see. No, then we need to revisit that.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Why don't we put it on just as a...
Yeah.
Global agenda item for the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon?
Just review community center
rates.
Period.
And usage.
Yeah, I think we need to relook at that again.
Each.
And do it
now,
carefully. And
you do realize
wisely.
We also do not charge the seniors anything. They do not pay any cleaning.
Yeah, the senior citizens.
Why?
Because
they don't
have any.
That's the same thing Kevin's just saying, though. That opens up another whole thing. Why would they want anything free?
Yeah.
No.
If we're going to that extreme.
Senior citizens, do they make any money at all?
It doesn't matter. Our school's not going to make money.
The senior citizens don't have nothing.
They use it for
They
an
get
hour
the
and
money
half
they
every
get
Friday.
From the county every year, and that's how they
that's
do
it.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Do you know how much that is?
$6,000.
Okay.
That's it.
That's still money.
You can't do
I'm
that.
I'm sorry.
You can't do that.
You can't do
you
what?
You can't make any money. They can't. They'd have to shut down.
Okay.
If you want the senior citizens to shut down this town?
What do
I'm
they
sorry.
Use that money for?
To pay Rachel the cook. They have to
and
pay
they
her.
They have to pay for a meal when you go in there to eat.
Yes,
pay $15.
How much?
It's $10.
$5.
No, it's more than that.
$5.
$15.
Each. Bet me.
No, if it's
each. I go.
Gilbert, if
it's
you're a senior
bucks.
Citizen, it's
$5.
Okay.
$5.
No, it's a guest. It's more.
Yes.
No.
Okay.
No.
It's
$100
for
a guest.
No, I think it's more for a guest.
If you go to eat a senior citizen, it's $5. You take a meal. You take a meal out. It's
$7. So those $5 go to who?
Senior citizen.
Rachel.
To pay for her meal.
We pay Rachel.
$5 per person.
We pay Rachel $7 per person. And we pay, that's for the cure there. $9 for a carryout. We charge $7 for a carryout, $5 if you're there. We have to have a minimum of 20 people there during break even. We don't do it.
Well, I think that's neither here nor there, but I think
that's
we
right.
could table it and say, let's think about this before we just dive off and do something that has so many other implications to it.
That's just open up a whole new to me.
The school's got more money than the senior citizens do. The school's got plenty of room to have a place. They can decorate it. I'm like Kim. If they want to have it, charge them. But
okay.
if they, I mean, we don't even know if they're going to get a new school yet. Do you know that? I haven't seen nothing yet.
There
I haven't seen the bond
you will.
Issue yet.
Well, there, I mean,
trust
I
me,
not,
you will. Just
it
wait.
It hasn't been proposed
it's not,
yet.
It's
okay.
not been proposed.
Okay,
still
I was going to say I haven't
bond
seen a bond
first.
Issue yet, but it's got
no.
to pass the bond issue to get passed.
We're off track.
Yeah.
I know.
No.
That's
I
what
hate,
I'm saying.
I
but they're, throw, they could, if they're going to have that kind of money, let them build them a banquet hall.
I hate to throw another kink into this. The only thing I ever thought originally was who should get a discounted rate with the donors.
Right.
That they got maybe once a year they rented it at a discounted rate because they contributed the money. Because we raised $21,000, I think, over and above what City put in from donations. But that never really flew. So everybody has their little interest.
But, you know, the school's got more money than we got. As a whole. Because we had, he came up here and told us he could build a $100,000 home. No, not you. Not you. You know, he was up here at the time. I think, and it's like I said, it's a privilege to have something that nice. As a town, we should be proud of it.
And nobody's questioned. Nobody's even
no,
saying
but
that.
Let somebody pay to use it.
I'm this type of person that, to me, you have to be fair all the way around. You cannot single one group just because they're senior citizens versus because the school has money. That's not me. I don't fly with that. That's to me. You have to be fair. I don't care if you have a million and I have $5. Treat me just the same way. I'm sorry.
The council that was being before, that's what they agreed. They said we're going to charge everybody across the board, including churches. Nobody gets it for free except for the senior citizens.
And the chamber on Petersburg.
And the chamber on Petersburg Day.
One day.
Because it is that one day that we promote
our town.
Our town. And so we felt like that was
beneficial to
our town. But everybody across the board was except for, like I said, the senior citizens. And that was what the council had agreed to before. And that's when
we said. When was this? Back when they remodeled
two,
it?
3 years
back
ago.
Back when they remodeled?
Uh-huh. 3 years ago.
I think Rosa and Gilbert were both on.
Barely.
Yeah.
I think they had just barely come on.
Yeah.
You remember the discussion about dancing?
I think
that's
good.
What kind of floor is that in there anyway?
It's a bamboo.
we can table it for
No action. I'm going to reword it on the next.
For the day.
It's a nice facility.
All right. We are taking no action on item 5 on the agenda. Moving on to item 7 on the agenda, and that is discussion action concerning annual review of the city manager and any proposed amendments of contract terms. Sponsored by Councilman Mullinax. And I guess.
You can do like you did before.
Yeah, combine the 7 and 8 agenda and go into executive session at that point. And that'll be concerning proposed merit certification pay and cost of living adjustments for city employees, sponsored by Councilman Mullinax.
And if you need some, I can come back in if you do. Wayne had asked me that I give her the exhibits from last time.
Sure.
Yeah, I'd like for Ron to stay in for a minute.
Okay.
Me too.
Okay,
so I go
ahead
in
there?
Yes, sir.
Are you ready?
Yes, it is 8:55, and I call this meeting of the City Council back to order. And we will discuss items 7 and 8 on the agenda. And the first one will be discussion action concerning annual review of the city manager and any proposed amendments of the contract terms. And, of course, discussion has been made. Do I hear...
Mayor, I move that we, for concerning the changes to the city manager contract, that we accept Exhibit A as we filled it out.
Motion has been made by Councilman Porter to accept Exhibit A concerning the review of the city manager and any of those proposed amendments of the contract.
I'll second it.
It has been seconded by Councilman Gonzalez. All those in favor to accept the exhibit? 5-0, motion carries. Concerning agenda number 8, discussion actions concerning proposed merit certification pay and cost of living adjustments for city employees. Do I hear, after being discussed, do I hear a motion?
I move to approve the certification pay, merit raises, and any cost of living adjustments set forth on Exhibit B of the 2018 fiscal year with the revisions made July 17th. Said increases to be incorporated into the mayor's proposed 18-19 budget that will be submitted to the mayor at the end of July to be effective upon... adoption.
Were there any amendments to Exhibit B? To add one.
With the revision made to add, to add 1 week to the city secretary's vacation.
Okay. Motion has been made by Councilman Horn to accept Exhibit B. Regarding the certification pay, merit raises, and cost of living adjustments set forth, and with the said changes to the city secretary's request.
$2. Oh, I second.
It has been seconded by Councilman Gonzalez. All those in favor? 5-0. Motion carries.
Clarification. I assume these hand notes mean nothing.
No, that's just my notes.
Got it. You want all
have
these?
Another key,
my gibber.
You need ours,
Susie?
Yeah,
that works.
Yes, let me have all this.
You want all of them?
Yes.
Take
sir.
The bag at the moment.
Can you get one check? Yes,
I'm sorry.
Or did you want to get
Set
all of
them.
I took mine.
Oh, I'm sorry.
street?
Yes.
Mayor, I move we adjourn.
All right.
I second it.
There are not any more business. It is 8:59, and this meeting is adjourned.
Okay.